Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with your market update for February 5th, 2025. So let's put everything into perspective. So if you're looking to buy a house over the last couple of years, a lot of people have been telling you the market's going to crash, mortgage rates are going to go, you know, terribly bad, the unemployment rate's going to spike, everybody's going to lose their jobs. Well, let's kind of look back at what's happened. And then the biggest thing is let's look at what the data is coming in now and how that's correlating with all this data. And then we're going to make a decision. You know, if you decided to buy a house in 2025, is now really the time to do that? So that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. So without further ado, let's get over to mortgage rates. Here's the top six programs that people use when they're buying their first house. Folks, these aren't my rates. I'll give you all my rates. I'll tell you how to get a hold of me if you're looking to get a mortgage anywhere in the entire country and you want somebody to help you with this. Because our slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. So I'll give you an idea on how to do that at the end of this video. So let's get over to mortgage rates. Mortgage rates are probably going to be in the sixes today. How do I know? Well, let's get over to the bond market right through here. And the bond market's liking some of the data that we're seeing so far today. We have the bonds up 18 ticks. Okay, so let's go over the highlights that we have so far today. Private payrolls expanded to 183,000 in January, topping expectations. We're going to review. And then tariffs. Tariffs were on, then they're off. Now they're being negotiated. So where are we at on the tariff side of the equation? And then let's first off just do a complete headline view of what's coming today in regards to news. The biggest topics we have today is ADP payroll numbers. Here's where they came in at 183. Previous reading, well, the expectations were to come in at 148. Now here's where I don't like their number. Okay, they had a revision up to 170. I think it's 6,000. To here, this is a better chart of that. You go through here. ADP payroll had the last payroll numbers at 122. It got revised to 176. That's 50,000 people that they missed. So this is why I'm still not a huge fan of ADP payroll numbers. But let's get over to the interview that they had, CNBC had this morning with this young lady. What she has to say about all these things. But what we have to tie in is tariffs. Are tariffs going to increase costs of things? Also, the immigration policy, because construction, I hate to say it, but construction has a lot of immigration people working in those sectors. So if you strip out a lot of those people, what's going to happen to the business? She kind of goes down that road and gives us a little hint on those. So let's take over to ADP payroll interview, and then when we come back, I'll give you my take. I'll give you the rest of the read for the rest of the day and what I think is going to happen over the next few weeks. So take it away, Becky.
All right, welcome back to Squawk Box, everybody. We are approaching January's ADP private payroll report. The futures ahead of that, Dow down by about 67, S&P futures down by 25, the NASDAQ off by 160. Steve Leisman is here, and he joins us with that number.
Betsy, thank you. The January ADP private payrolls estimated 183,000. This is the private payroll company ADP with its estimate of national private payrolls. And you can see their goods not doing so great, but it's all in the service sector, 190,000. And there's the non-farm payroll estimate in and around exactly where ADP is at 169,000 for this Friday. They revised up December from 122 to 176. That's a little closer to where the government was with the BLS report. And then pretty good distribution across business size here. 39,000 for small business, 92,000 for medium, and 69,000 for large business. And then pretty good spread again across different industries again, but all in the service sector. Trade, transport, and utilities up 56. Leisure and hospitality up 54,000. And education and health services up 20,000, with professional business services up 14,000, and there's manufacturing taking that a hit. I'm not sure exactly what's going on there. Maybe we'll ask Neela Richardson in a second. Key, though, here are these medium annual wage changes. Job stayers, 4.7. That's steady, and job changers up 6.8%. Just very quickly, some headlines from Tom Barker from the Richmond Fed this morning. He says he still leans towards cuts this year, expects 12 months inflation to come down nicely, but he says there's a lot of uncertainty. It goes beyond just tariffs to immigration, regulation, and other issues. Becky?
All right. Thanks, Stefan. You called me Betsy at the top. I've only known you 25 years, Steve. You did. You called me Betsy at the top. These guys heard it. I know she's your producer. They took him away. Oh, now I feel bad. Steve doesn't get to play back with me. Anyway, joining us right now is Neela Richardson. She is ADP chief economist. Neela, let's run through these numbers. What jumps out at you? What should we be really paying attention to?
First of all, hi, Becky. I'll say it again. I think we should, first of all, underline the strength of the labor market. Now, remember, the January report for ADP and the numbers that you'll see Friday from the government have been re-benchmarked with a QCEW number that it pulls the numbers together for January. And so what I think you'll see from both ADP and on the Friday report is strength ending the second half of 2024 that carried over into the first month of 2025. But as Steve pointed out, you'll see that dichotomy between goods and producing and services. This is very much a labor market where hiring is led by consumer-facing industries, namely leisure and hospitality. So we're going to be seeing if that carries over through the whole year 2025 or if manufacturing can have a chance to rebound this year.
Hey, Neela, we have talked so much about how, you know, DOGE is in effect. The government is looking to try and cut back on spending, cut back on employees. They are offering buyouts to lots of people throughout the government offices. I know you focus on private payrolls. Is there going to be a point where ADP does not necessarily match up with what we can anticipate from the Friday jobs report because government numbers are going to make be such a big factor in this? Usually government is a plus and an upside to adding to those jobs reports, but we could see it really coming down in the weeks and months to come.
We've actually seen in the government numbers, not the government jobs, but the government numbers, a turn towards the private sector. Government and healthcare was carrying the BLS report for a lot of the months over the summer and the fall. But if you look at the end of 2024, it was really the private sector that was taking off and accounting for the majority of the job gains. And I think you still see that momentum in January. So clearly, I think for the first initial months of this year, it's really going to be private sector dominance, and that should be consistent between the two reports.
Okay. And if we were to look for any outliers throughout these numbers, what surprised you, if anything?
Construction. We're still in need of residential construction. There's still powerful trends when it comes to data centers and fueling AI, and that leads back into real estate. So I'm surprised to see the construction jobs were so short, only 3,000 this month. I really think it's tied to a labor shortage, not a shortage in demand. And so if we're going to see that support for housing, and remember, Becky, housing feeds into inflation, if we don't have enough housing supply, then we really need to see more job gains in construction to support that industry.
The median change in annual pay, up 4.7% for job stayers, up 6.8% for job changers. That seems higher than some of the numbers I had seen recently. Is that an indication of inflation potentially coming back?
Yeah, so we've seen that job stayer number not budge, really, from 4.7%. And new this month, we actually increased our sample size by 5 million workers that we can uniquely match through time. So that's a 14.8 million sample size. And so there's a lot of data that has a very rigorous underpinning to that 4.7% number that we haven't seen a lot of movement in. And yes, that is much higher than it was before the pandemic. So wages are still elevated, and there is reason to be cautious about the future moves of inflation because wages are that bridge in terms of labor costs between the jobs market and inflation on the other side. So there's a right to be cautious here.
So what they're saying is, here, let me pause this 1 second. Okay, so I hope you got that. So they said there's a labor shortage, especially in housing. So a lot of immigrants work in housing and construction, not saying anything political or anything racist. It's just the facts. So what we see there is if you have a lot of immigration not there, then what's going to go on housing? Okay, so that's something that just to be cautious of and see where that takes us. So let's get over to right through here. the stock markets, basically with the tariffs on, tariffs off, tariffs on, tariffs off. So the stock market's finally saying, okay, I think this is going to work out pretty good in our favor. So that's what the stock markets are looking at right now about the tariffs. Let's go back to the ADP payroll and so forth. So we got that for today. Tomorrow what we have coming in is continued jobless claims, initial jobless claims, and then we start getting the government numbers. And that'll come in on between Thursday and Friday. So that's what we're really going to focus in on. I'm still not a fan of the ADP payroll numbers. So let's get over to mortgage rates. These are the top six programs people use. So I'm going to come back later today at the closing bell, let you see these. Most likely they're going to be in the sixes in that area. So let's go over to the bond market to see what that's doing. Right now we have bonds up. Well, you just saw it go from 17 to 18. So bonds are up 18 ticks, the mortgage bond. Okay, so what do we watch on this channel? We watch this. Why? Well, I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. That's what I do for a living, folks. I just do these things to help educate you guys on what's coming up, because a lot of people said, you know, the housing market's going to crash, and because 2008 it crashed, and the jobs market's going to do this, and I keep coming back with the real data showing you guys really what's going on. So this is what's going on right now with mortgage rates. What you watch on this is we watch the mortgage-backed securities bond. Okay, let me just explain to you how this works real quick. If the price of the bond goes up, yields come down, or interest rates come down. No, the bigger the up, the bigger the move. If it goes down in price, then rates go up. So a move of up 18 ticks or 17 ticks, probably going to push rates down into the 6% range by the end of the day. Check out my later video on when the market closes. I'll come back with that. So who I am, what do I do? My name is Dan Frio. I'm a nationwide mortgage loan officer. I work at a bank that's federally chartered all over the country. So I'm in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. The unique thing is I'm also a mortgage broker. So we're set up with 30 different lenders to offer you their programs and their rates. So our slogan here is, well, let me put it this way. If you're just looking for the lowest rate in the whole country, and that's your only, you know, only thing that you're looking for, and you know the mortgage business, God bless you. All 50 different banks and go at it. But if you really need some help, we're here to help you, basically from applications to keys in your hand. And here, let me answer some questions. Dan, are you in the state I'm in? Well, yep, I'm in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Well, Dan, are your rates competitive? Well, I'm set up with my bank along with 30 other lenders, and we're going to shop all those for your rate. Well, we have 30 other lenders. I have loans from conventional, FHA, VA, USDA, all the way down to DSCRs, bank statement loans, and the whole works. So if you're an investor out there, I'd pay attention to today's live video. We're going to have some people on to tell you how to do some tax benefits on accelerated depreciation if you own investment properties. You're going to find it useful. I think you're going to save a lot of money. How do you reach me? Well, before you do anything, go to optoutprescreener.com. And here's why. When you apply for a mortgage, or a car loan, what happens is when the bank pulls your credit, they sell the data. Okay, they sell the data to a whole bunch of places. So what's going to happen is you're going to get calls from 20, 30, 40 different places promising you the world. They don't even know anything about you other than you're looking to buy a house or buy a car. So please go to optoutprescreener.com. If you want to get off that list, like the do not call list, just scroll down and that'll put you on that list so you don't. So how do you reach out to me? Well, my name is Dan Frio. Like I said, go to theRateUpdate.com. There's three different ways. One, you can put in your application right up through there, and as soon as you're done, I'll get an alert, and I'll get working on that and get right to you. Number two, what we'd love to do is schedule a consultation with us right up through there. It's going to be a one-on-one. We're just going to talk, go over all the questions that you have, and then I'll also bring up probably some more questions that you might want to know the answers to. But if you'd rather jump in the front of the line, well, give us a call. You can scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page. Number as well as my email address. So it's 844-775-5626, or you can reach me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. If you just have a comment, please leave that down below. If you have a question for me you want answers to, please shoot me an email. Give me your name and phone number. Love to give you a call, answer that question and anything else you have. So thanks for watching for today, guys. I'll be back today at a live event with, if you're an investor, you got to tune in today. But I'll be back also at the closing bell to let you know how all for the day. Take care, folks. See you later. Bye-bye.